Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Mark, the 14th chapter. Mark 14, and we'll begin with the 32nd verse. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, they threw palm branches at his feet. But not long after that, what else were they throwing at him? The palm branches were a sign of him coming and them praising him. But the things that came afterwards, rejection. Rejection. They not only rejected him, what they were doing were very hurtful. It's unbelievable what he went through. And we're going to talk about this as he enters into the Garden of Gethsemane. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he saith to his disciples, "Sit ye here, while I shall pray." And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. Very heavy. He already knew what this was going to turn into. He already knew the things that were going to happen to him. And in verse 34, "And he saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch." Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. Yes. Stay over here. Pray with me a while. But as Christ was praying, was Peter and James and John praying? No. They were sleeping. Christ knew what he was going to go through, but the disciples didn't realize what it was going to be. And so they figured, okay, we're going to wait here. Oh, but I'm getting tired. I'm just going to go to sleep. But he told them. And he saith unto them, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch." Watch. He knew they were going to come for him. In fact, it was not long after that they did. But sit here and watch while I pray. And what did he pray? And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt." In his humanity, he didn't want to go through this. Would any man want to go through what he was going to go through? I don't think so. But yet, he says, "Not my will, Father, but thy will be done." Abba, Father. It was such a title. The Syrians used this as a title for a bishop. Abba. But it means Father. And not only he says Abba, but Father afterwards. Father, Father, please. He didn't want to go through this. He knew what was going to happen. And what happened? And he cometh and findeth them sleeping. And he saith to Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest thou not watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Yes, it is. And if we're not standing in the presence of the Lord, and if we're not praying for his wisdom and knowledge, and if we're not doing what is right in his sight, we're going to fall away from him. That's why it's something that must be done on a daily basis. Not once a week as you come to church, or twice a week, but every day. Every day. And he is worthy to be praised. We praised him this morning. That was beautiful. But we must praise him every day of our life, just for the breath that we breathe. Peter, James, John, they were the closest ones to him. But he knew. He knew when the time came, they wouldn't be there for him. Verse 39, and again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither wist they what to answer him. And he cometh a third time, and he saith unto them, sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Okay. I wanted you to pray with me. I wanted you to extend yourself. Peter, Peter denied him when he needed him most. Judas betrayed him. And even to get up and say he loved him and give him a kiss so that the people would know that this was the man, that was his kiss of death. Dear ones, you and I don't want to be like this. When I kiss you or when I hug you, I do it with all my heart. I don't do it in front of you and then behind you talk about you. And I don't believe any of you should either. This is the love of God within us. James and John. Lord, I want to sit on your right. I want to sit on your left. I want to be close to you. But when he needed them most, were they willing to go up and be on the crosses next to him? I don't think so. Would you or I want to be up there on a cross? I don't think so. But he was willing to do this for you and me. Willing to do this for you and me. Why? Because of love. The kind of love we must have for one another. The kind of love we should show to those out there. They need him too. But we must be the ones to show that love as Christ showed to you and me. Now they were coming. Rise up, let us go, in the 42nd verse. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. And immediately while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, whomsoever I will kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely. Lead him away safely? You come with spears and swords against this man who never hurt anybody? What are we? Telling you, Judas, you can kiss me on my cheek, and then you can slap me in my face. Pray to God that we never get like that. If you want to tell me something, tell me. If I want to say something to you, I'll come to you and I'll say it. But let us be open with one another. Let us be open with our Lord Jesus Christ. Help me, Lord Jesus, when I pray. Help me not to be a hypocrite. Help me to show my love to everyone as you did to me. We are all part of his family. The enemy comes against us, and he'll try and tear us apart. But dear ones, let's hold on. Let's work together. Let's hold on to what he's taught us. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Did you see the way this service started today? With the praises unto him, the joy of the Lord was just ringing out through this church. And then I want it to continue to ring out in your hearts and in your minds. He's leading us, so let's let him lead. You know, when you ride a horse, you have the reins, so you can pull him to the right or to the left. And he'll go, even though he's a big animal. He moves when you, because it hurts. It hurts. And he tells us to bridle our tongues. Are our tongues bridled? I hope so. Is our mind on the things that he has put before us? I hope so. This was just leading to the cross. But it was coming soon. And he was going to be put on trial. For what? What did he ever do? They could have no accusations against him because he did nothing wrong. But yet he was accused. But yet he was spit on. But yet he was rejected. And they took a thief over him and Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Let Jesus Christ go on the cross. Why? Because he wasn't doing the things the way you wanted it done? Was he taking away all your power, all you Pharisees and scribes? I don't want any power. I don't want you to lift me up. I want to be low, down at the feet of Jesus. This is where we belong. We're nothing. But let us work together. Be nothing together. Let us all be nothing together and watch the work of the Lord flourish. We are all part of his kingdom. Let him work. Let him work. Follow his leading. We are all his children, you and I. God is watching us. Let him lead you. The verse says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. We don't want to lean on our own understanding. How we interpret this word, we might each have a different interpretation. But let's read it and pray over it and let God give us the interpretation that we need. In the parables that we read, in the words we read, all these things were put here for a purpose, to tell us how we are to live. Let us live the way he wants us to live. Let's look out for each other and be willing to do the things that he wants us to do. I love you. In the name of the Lord be with you.